Yeah. Coming out to WBC FFL.
Ride it, baby, ride it.
And Michael.
Background.
Michael.
Oh, she's singing background.
All right.
You're
well,
thank you. I think we may have this music worked
who,
out again.
And who are you? Yeah,
that was me singing, by my the way. I made that. That's a demo
welcome.
Tape.
My name is Troy Keener. Coming to you live from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Soup Party Productions Studio. I am the commissioner of the BCFFL. I'm joined once again this evening, co-host and owner of the Imus, Mike
That's
Minnick.
That's number two pick, baby.
1998 champion. Welcome,
fucking
Mike.
Fucking legend.
Woo!
Number two.
Also awesome. Joining us this evening in Lancaster is 2016 champion, Jerry Budwash of the Big TDs. Welcome, Jerry.
Don't forget, Boom. King of the Idiots. Thank you.
Okay, well. Let's get right to it. Week 14 was as exciting as we thought it was would be. It kind of wasn't.
There was a lot of blowouts.
Nothing yeah. came down to the wire.
I mean, we did establish the playoffs, but I mean, it was our game, Jerry. It was never really in contest.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed.
yeah,
Jordan.
I'm very
no
disappointed
fucking
too.
No competition at all.
It was kind of a
over.
Dud, man. I don't know. We got everybody in it. The Brothers Grimm, that game I thought would really make things interesting, and that was kind of a dud too. So the only thing that really came up was the biggest error of the week was Orson, right?
Oh yeah. Sure.
Playing, or no, that was last
playing.
Week. No, was that this week? Oh, yeah.
That was last week, yeah.
That goes down as maybe one of the worst blunders in our history. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, especially because if he would have actually started Cook instead of Madison, he would have won. And you know what would have happened? He would have been playing the B team this week. Oh, that's right. He's already playing the B team this week. So it didn't mean a goddamn thing.
So you're saying all of that was just for naught?
It was for naught. It made no difference. Mm.
It still looked pretty shitty. It looked pretty bad.
Oh, it's terrible. He can't win the GM of the Year award now.
I bet you he's crushed.
You know who else
people
can't?
Definitely want to win that, you know.
Yeah, I do. You know, bailing out can't win it either. You can't pick somebody that's been injured in the eighth round and think you're going to win GM of the Year.
Wow, Mike, you're giving away way too much.
That's two.
So you've already said I'm not going to win it. You've already said...
Did I say that?
Yeah. You already said DFW is not going to win it.
I'm sure I said that.
And now you've eliminated...
Well,
and you're not going to give it to yourself.
DFW's out?
Yeah.
What? What the fuck are you doing?
Then it's cutting down. There's only like...
So, yeah,
know,
there's only a few left.
Five, seven six, left?
Yeah, something like that.
Seven.
I want to also thank Lionshead here. I know, Mike, you've been waiting to open one.
Yes, I made sure there was a nice cold one.
I'm actually enjoying some of my Keener eggnog before I have a Lionshead, but I'm just trying to finish this glass. Okay.
It's
very
chug,
good.
Chug.
I have the Deluxe Pilsner beer here.
Oof, careful.
The beautiful
with that one.
Red can, the Lionshead, and it just tastes so freaking smooth. I feel like I have to go
it's
shit.
It's a crisp.
It's like X-Lax.
It's a holiday spirit.
Fucking cleans you out.
So, yeah, Orson kind of, I mean, it wasn't a blunder, but, I mean, he's back in the same spot he was. Had he lost that game, though, or what if he would have, did he lose? I can't even remember.
He did lose.
Oh, yeah,
he
all
lost,
right.
Yeah.
He still didn't play off.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other Anything blunder, the other blunder was the apparently Esther Lee and DFW thinking they could pick up players.
Yeah, once the week 14 ends,
yeah.
Those you know the we're off the clock. You
sure,
know.
Yeah, there's
our season it. Is over officially.
I didn't know Tim was our spiritual guide and leader of the league.
Who?
Tim.
Oh, Tom.
Tom. Tim. Tiny Tom.
Yeah, and that mean the.
Why do you consider him spiritual?
Well, you said it in the spirit of.
Oh, this. Okay.
Yeah. He's like a fucking guru now.
No, the Dobbins, over. He wanted to keep that from everybody else, but he was taken in the second round, so he wouldn't be able to be kept anyway. So I don't know what that was.
Oh, yeah. Just, so his thinking was that.
I'm going to hold
he was
this.
Gonna, okay.
He's like, I'm going to grab these two guys and fuck everybody because they didn't do it, and I'm going to do it. And I'm on my roster next year, make a decision on who I can keep, and oops, yeah. Hey, I can't keep anybody.
No.
Fuck.
Man.
I can't screw anybody.
And what about Scott? I didn't get...
Scott, well, I think Scott thought he was probably still playing.
Yeah, I think he thought it was week 14.
Game. Week 15, yeah. He's still playing, trying to get that first win. He's like, I'm picking up Boston Scott. I think there's 20 fucking weeks in the NFL, so I still got time.
So, yeah.
Just to be clear, at the next draft, I am going to have a printout of all the rules, and every team will have one.
Oh, my God. You're going to have a
finally.
Printout of all
That's
the
why
rules.
We're going to streamline these fucking
Where
rules.
Where the hell are all the rules at?
I got them in my briefcase.
Mike has them.
Briefcase.
Mike had a meeting.
Lock and key.
We went through every single nook and cranny of the rules. He just said he didn't type them up yet. So.
No, because it's constantly changing.
With his spelling, you better fucking proofread that shit. That's all I got to say. Nobody's going to be able to read it.
So we didn't think it was possible, but we had a winless season.
Yeah.
DFW went winless.
Good job, Scott.
Wow. I mean, I don't think that's ever happened before. I think
no.
One team went 1-13. Pirelli did.
Yeah, and he cost me because I picked him. I said, you know what? He's going to do it. He's gonna beat him, and he didn't beat him. And
came close a few times.
Wasn't that he didn't start? What's his name?
That was
Murray?
2 weeks ago. Yeah,
and if he would have got a win.
Yeah, he definitely would have got a win.
Well, he wants to go down in the annals of history at the ECFFL. As a person that never won a fucking game for the season.
That's a tough season for
him. He's
going
to go from the basement to the penthouse.
Yeah.
Man. He's going to win one game next year.
He's only one spot away from Mike, two spots away from me.
That's right.
That's
and we've been doing this for
five.
30 fucking
and
years.
What's you know,
that's a murderer's row in those first four picks, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's
Scott,
right.
Scott, you, Troy, and Cooch.
Yeah.
And Vince.
Yeah.
Vince would be there. Holy
what?
Shit.
Yeah, I'll make sure Vince is between.
Right next to you.
Yep. Just to help you with your draft. He can give you some nuggets.
I might have to get a partner just for next year.
Bring Yingsty along.
Yeah.
He might be a good counter.
He could be your spiritual advisor.
Those two could talk for hours.
Yeah. Yeah, they could.
Yep.
What else is going on? What else in the league?
We got COVID activity.
Well, that's COVID's bad right now, NFL-wise. I mean, a lot of teams walking wounded.
Oh, you mean in BCFFL league?
Yeah, anything going on? Well,
I'm trying to think.
The playoffs start.
Morgani's quiet. Where the hell is that dude? Has anybody seen
him?
He
said something yesterday. He called Tom a cheat.
He called him cheat.
Yeah,
so he can't even spell fucking. He just
that
puts
was,
F in a
That
comma.
Was today,
you know
Troy.
Oh, was it today?
That was today.
Well, hey, I got a lot of things going on.
He's been hitting the nog.
Hitting the nog.
I got a lot of
he did
activities
figure out,
going on.
Figured out the music, though, baby.
That's
yep.
right.
Figured
yep.
out the music, hopefully.
Yes, I did. I mean, so it's a heartbreaker for P4. Really feel bad for him.
Yeah.
And heartbreaker for Brothers Grimm.
Mike, did you feel bad when you won that game against Steve?
I was rooting against myself, but I'm just so goddamn good.
Yeah, you don't seem as excited as you were when you beat me and pushed me out of the playoffs.
No, it's definitely not the same. Definitely wasn't as fun.
I saw when he started Hill and not Jackson. It's like, what is he fucking doing? He's trying to lose on purpose.
And then I got. Then
Are
you were
kidding
giving
me?
I saw Jackson go down. It's like. Fucking guy's
You're giving
a genius.
Me shit for still trying to improve my roster.
Lose.
Picking up a tight end.
Have you seen what Jackson has done? Huh? The, have
you
seen
put me in there at
done?
DFW.
That's your running back.
About?
I didn't put you down.
And what site
there.
Do you think I'm on? Do you think I'm like.
I don't know. That's why I asked. I wanted to know. I wanted to get
well,
on in. What's
honestly,
going on.
Honestly, I was, you know, I was checked out. I mean, I wasn't going to let you know, just. I wasn't going to put Hockenson in there. Knowing he wasn't going to play.
And, you know, when Scott made that move, just in case.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I admire that.
Yeah. You go until it's over, man.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You put in your best lineup.
I respect his integrity.
And, you know, that was my highest score of the year.
I know.
Was it really?
I'm glad.
Who had the highest score this week?
Freaking jumping for joy.
Because that's still on the money, yeah.
Yeah, somebody killed it. Oh, Bing.
Oh, Bing, man. Bing. He had did he have a 200?
Bing had, I think it was 180 something. Oh, 213.
Yeah, he had
213?
Yeah, Cup went off on Monday night, right?
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of them on that. Nah, so he might have had the highest score of the year.
213.15. I don't know.
Somebody else had 200.
Yeah, B-team, I think, was over 200.
Was bailing out probably was.
Are you checking bailing out was 214 in week 5.
One point.
Yeah. Okay, so. Nope, okay.
He wins the prize. What's the prize for that? High score of the year.
Yeah, that's the same.
We don't have a prize for the highest score. Yeah, no. Just for the weeks that we scored high. Okay. Huh. Other than that, wow, they had a.
What'd you do this weekend, Troy? Can you remember that far back?
His temples are throbbing.
Keener Christmas party on Saturday night.
Woohoo! Where was that at?
Mount Etna.
How'd you get home from there? Did you carpool?
Yeah, one of my
camped out.
I don't really appreciate you always asking me how I'm getting to and from these activities.
You had a tent.
Just know that I have activities going on, lots of them.
You sure
and
do.
And I got home safely.
That's awesome. Very good.
Everything was good. Family's doing good. My uncle's in good
You said shape. He sold that place.
Yes, he did. He sold the
Franklin
the
bar?
House. Yes.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, well, he had a deal from...
I thought he might have willed it to you.
No, he sold it back to the original owners that he bought it from. They were going to close the place.
It looks good.
During COVID. And he just wanted a place to make sure that he can go someplace to have drinks.
Oh, that's smart.
So,
yeah,
and when they got back on their feet, he sold it back to him. So
I could buy a keg master there or something rather than buy a whole bar.
You can buy a cardboard box and fucking set it up as a little side stand out in the corner.
Wow, okay. So we are going to be in a predicament on where we're going to have our draft. It appears to be, because that's where I thought we were having it.
No. No, you know, I was giving it some thought that we should, you know, because I think this, actually, it might be this week, that place in Morgantown, right down from Jerry's, opening up the new Hollywood Casino. And I was thinking that maybe we should check into that.
I don't know if they have rooms or something.
Well, the Holiday Inn across the street there.
Excuse me, Jerry, would you mind refraining from chewing into the fucking microphone here? You know, you were fucking munching on food out in your car, and you come in here and polish off a plate of ring bologna and crackers and cheese here.
Maybe I'm thinking about maybe the Holiday Inn down in Morgantown, if I can maybe work out a deal with them. Okay. It's very similar to what we did last year. You know, if anybody wanted to go over to the casino afterward, we can do that. You know, not going to have like a weekend out of it like we did last year, but that seems to be a pretty relatively geographic, you know, center. You know, Hardy's close to it.
Right.
Jerry's close to it. You are. So am I.
Sure.
So we'll see. Yeah, we got some time to think about it.
Yeah, I guess that's not high on the priority list.
Not at this moment.
But just when
so.
You mentioned that, you know, that the place was sold, I thought, oh, uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll find a place.
We can have it in Jerry's.
Won't
basement.
Be Blind Hartman. That's still my favorite.
Out the funeral parlor.
Yeah, let's hope we don't go there for any other reason. What about you, Mike? How did you have any more facials this weekend? Or
no, I didn't get one.
Oh no, that's right.
That was my wife that got the facial.
I wanted to know where that was at because I wanted to know if they do like thigh rubs and shit. Since you know,
is that the Bell Tower? Not the Bell Tower.
Tower.
No, no. What? No, it's not that. Lords and ladies.
Ah, well, I'm a lord, damn it. I can get in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe, you know, maybe I have to take my pants off.
Right. I don't think I...
yeah.
I don't know what the hell I did. I feel like I did something big, and I just can't remember
what
the fuck it was.
Did you get a Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Soup Party Productions is decorated.
Nice. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Got
that's
some
really
Elvis
nice.
And SpongeBob.
Yeah.
What the hell do they call that nutcracker thing?
A nutcracker?
That soldier, dude.
Yeah, nutcracker.
It's that what that is?
Yeah. I don't remember. You've remembered. You
just didn't. I just didn't remember.
Yeah.
Right. What'd you do, Mike? Anything?
I know. I
his memory's going know. Again.
Yeah, that's right. He has Alzheimer's.
Got to check back on his diary.
So not only.
You got to refer to your diary.
Start writing it down again. Dear diary.
Now I have a health problem and that.
Oh, that's right.
You're not obese.
You're morbidly obese.
Maybe it didn't say morbid.
Did you go? Did you exercise at all?
I was too tired.
Oh, my God.
From 3 days
so
ago.
So 3 days, you went 3 days walking, and that's when you quit?
Yeah, I might have been.
Why don't you just walk your dog? Take your dog out for a walk.
I do. Yeah. And then we come home and we take a nap.
Walk the snake.
And you eat.
Walk the snake. That's right, Sal.
It's like, Kenny, Kelly, I'm going to order a pizza. I just got done walking.
That's right.
So the 2022
Jerry,
draft.
Jerry, what'd you do?
I wrapped friggin' presents Saturday.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Made some Christmas
what'd you
cookies.
Get? Andrea's not going to listen to this. So what'd you get her?
You never know. I don't,
she ain't fucking listening to this.
I wrapped a lot of presents. It took me fucking 3 hours. I walked my dog on a 3-mile walk.
Jesus.
I shaved, showered, and shit, and I fucking sat on my ass the rest of the night. Like at 4 o'clock, I said, I'm done. I'm done. And I did my little football lineup shit.
You get a facial?
Huh? I don't get facials. I give facials.
You responded to some emails.
Yeah, I was trying to stir. I was going to stir the pot Sunday, you know, with playoff implications. And it's like, you know what? I'm just going to keep silent. If I lose.
Yeah, that's what you do. You only fucking chirp when you fucking win.
I'm a winner. I'm a winner, baby.
Next week, it'll probably just be you and me sitting here, Troy.
Possibly.
I'm winning, baby. I'm winning it.
Well, I got some texts from Orson late Sunday night that he was going to be on the podcast.
Yeah, surprisingly.
I get the impression he was dealing with some late Sunday issues.
I said they probably dealing had with this Kate Beckinsale movie marathon at the hotel he was staying at again, and he got distracted.
Sure.
Fucking painting the
ceiling. Speaking of the 2022 draft, we have the first six picks ordered as follows. DFW will pick number one. Yeah. Imus will be number two position. Bulldogs
Mahomes.
Are three. Pinnacle 4 will be in the 4th position, Brothers Grimm in the 5th, and Esterly, I think, in the same exact position he was in last year at 6.
I don't think he was 6 last year.
He was right around the corner. It was either 5 or 6 last year. Anyway,
he's really hungover.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. So there's the first playoff start this week.
Golf tournament.
As I pointed out in that email or on the message board, Big TDs are the 3 seed. They play the 6 seed Heroes because of the tie between the Snipers and the Heroes. And
the
Snipers had the definitive win-loss record of beating Heroes. It didn't go to points.
Right.
They only played once, but there's only 2 teams tied, so therefore that worked out. Obviously, B team on record had the 4th seed. So,
yeah.
Bing shot all the way to the getting their bye and bailing out. We know.
Norson was trying to put me at C at number 6.
Yeah, I saw that
rat bastard.
Well, the Buddy Network.
Yeah, Buddy Network. I want to play with B team. Oh yeah, I'm play Budwatch at 6.
Yep.
All right, Michael.
Disrespect disrespect I get. Winning the goddamn division. I can't help it was a shitty division.
Man.
What do you mean? The BBC's never shitty.
BBC. Did you get called out for saying that last week? Ashley also pointed out.
I find it humorous. I'm going to keep saying it.
That's what I said. BBC, baby.
Yeah, we didn't
How about the BWC?
We didn't get much respect.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
But Carter was trying to point out that the divisions from last year, what was he trying to say? The 3 teams that. Your old
our
division.
Division, yeah. All, I
all
made
the
playoffs.
So, I mean, I guess that's a pretty good,
it is.
Interesting tidbit that I would never have picked up on. But
what the hell did Tim say? I mean, he made some comment.
Oh, yeah, Tim said that the winner of the cup is coming out of the champions division. So, no surprise there. I mean, there's all, you know, that whole group thinks that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have backed it up. I mean, a lot of success there.
Yeah. Yep. Not this sure year. Sure was.
Well, it should be interesting.
There were two out of that division, three out of, what is it, the AFC? Yeah.
Yes.
And then one out of the BBC.
Okay.
You want to go over? You want to review the week, Mike? Where do you want to start?
Yeah, let's review here. We're going to start with the high score. Going to do the Bada Bing Mighty Heroes. Bada Bing 213, Mighty Heroes 79.
Wow.
Thump. Rodgers had 50.05, 341, and four touchdowns. Pretty good day.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, Rashad Penny, one of Bing's running backs, had 37.8. He was 16 for 137 with two touchdowns. Kamara, 26.5, 27 for 120, 16-yard touchdowns, four receptions for 25. And then Cup, that's his fourth highest scorer. Cup had 21.3, 13 for 123 with four-yard touchdown. Jefferson, 16.5, 7 for 79, touchdown. Knox, 15, 7 for 60.
Jeez.
And a touchdown. Tucker had 17, and then he throws in the Cowboys with 27 points, five sacks, 37-yard fumble recovery, interception.
If he's peaking now, holy cow. I mean, look out.
Well, you pick up Rashad Penny, and he drops 37. Shit's really going your way. That was a
great week when he needed it.
He blew his load on that,
yeah.
Baby.
And then Prescott for the Mighty Heroes had 10.05. They're either really
good.
They're
such an up-and-down team, you know?
Yeah.
So next week should be up, right? They're down.
Yeah,
so
could be.
Week
could
one,
be.
Look out.
Uh-oh.
Jerry, look out.
Jerry.
What?
Huh?
Prescott. We were commenting how up and down the Heroes are. They're due next week.
Yeah, they got the fucking Giants, man. Oh, Jesus.
Prescott, 211, one touchdown. He did throw an interception, returned for a touchdown.
I saw what Hebert did to him last week.
Yep, good old Bobby. Got the Titans had 24, four interceptions, three sacks. What'd they have, a touchdown or a shutout? I don't know what the fuck they had.
Titans,
yes, they had a shutout.
Oh, I was going to say I didn't write it all down. So that's it. He had it's all for the Mighty Heroes.
Yeah, he can't be too – he's got to be a little concerned.
Heroes.
Yeah.
Hill, Diggs.
And I don't know if as much he can do. I mean, he's gonna roll out Diggs and Hill.
His running back, man. Yeah. His running back can kill him.
Yeah, and Prescott's really up and down.
He just doesn't look right. I told Carter a couple weeks ago, man. Like, well, man, that dude, he's missing everybody. Throwing it in the ground.
What do you have, a calf? He had a calf injury, and then in preseason,
no,
if you remember, he had the elbow – you know, thing where they had to talk to baseball players and shit. And so he just might be
another
struggling.
Another thing, he's not running. He's not running like
he's not
going to
fucking run.
He's afraid to get hurt.
Well, sure.
Yeah, he's a pussy.
Okay.
Do you think they make a move on a quarterback this going in? I mean, do you
the
think
the Cowboys?
No, the Heroes. I mean, this is the only quarterback on their roster. Do you think they make a move? See who's out there?
No, I don't.
It's
think
not
so.
Worthwhile.
Yeah.
It's not
they usually don't do that. They kind of just roll with what they got.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there.
You know, he might, because he did beat me with, like, a fucking backup, you know, Jay Fiedler or whoever the fuck it was.
Oh, that fucking cocksucker running.
The guy scores 10.05 on you right before the playoffs. You got to be a little worried about
that. Yeah, I'd definitely be looking.
I don't know. Yeah, the Heroes, you better go for another quarterback. I think Bridgewater's out there.
He's taken.
Is he? God damn it.
Jerry.
What about that quarterback for the Jets? He's a good dude. Zach Wilson.
He's taken. DFW kept them all year.
This is a quarterback-driven league.
It is. I heard that. All right. The next game. Let's go Grim Reaper and Brothers Grimm. Grim Reaper.
Reaper really stuck it to him, man.
134 to get the bye. Oh. It's only 80 points less than the Bada Bing. Oh, no, wait. Grim Reaper didn't get a ball.
No, they didn't get
both out of it.
I'm sitting here wondering. But no, he had the pleasure of knocking out the Grim of the playoffs.
That's what
he
did,
he enjoyed that thoroughly.
That was the closest one. That's the only one that came down to Monday night. So
it was a close game.
Was it?
Yeah.
Brothers Grimm had 126.
Within, it was like 8 points.
Grim Reaper 134.
I thought they were all determined by Sunday night.
Nope.
No, unfortunately. Man. And they had the ability to had Green on the bench.
But Grim would have won, would
he could have possibly.
Oh, yeah. He would have been 8-6 and tied with Orson.
And if he would have scored that more points, he probably would have been in. Because I think he was beating them going into
Tom
it.
Really,
he was
really
probably very angry. That's probably why he picked those two dudes up to fuck the league.
I don't know,
he's
man.
Like, screw this. I got screwed out of the playoffs. I'm going to do something drastic.
No, Tom didn't get pushed out. The Grim got pushed out.
Oh, Grim did?
Yeah.
Well, never mind. Here goes my theory. Blow that fucking thing out of the water.
So the Grim Reaper was 134.
Nice job, Jerry.
Thank you.
He had Josh Allen get 54.3 points. He had 308 yards, 2 touchdowns, and then he ran for another 12 for 109.
You called it, though.
And 18.
Bills got screwed out of that game, buddy.
Yeah, it was a nice no-call there.
Two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the life of a Bills fan.
Life
Barkley,
of the goat.
18.5, correct. He had 3 for 31 on. He just doesn't look the same. Barkley just doesn't.
Never.
Look the same. He might go second round next year.
You said curse it about running backs from Penn State.
Yep. Brown.
He will drop drastically in the draft. There's no doubt about it.
Brown's got 21, 4 sacks, defensive touchdown, 15 yards, fumble recovery. Brothers Grimm had 38.35 from Stafford, 287, 3 touchdowns.
Oh, man, all they needed was one more from Stafford. Huh?
Yeah. Aaron Jones had 21.5. He only carried the ball 5 times.
Talk about vulturing,
for
man.
35
Holy
yards
shit.
With a touchdown and 3 receptions for 30 with a touchdown. Devontae Evans, 18.1, 6 for 91. And Osborne, wide receiver they picked up because of Thielen, scored 20.3.
He did great.
That bomb.
3 for 83.
On Thursday night.
Yep.
They jumped out pretty quick.
Yeah. So that's all I got for that game. Let's go to the Big TD's Bulldogs.
Sweet victory.
This was a
Troy,
rough
your bitterness, by the way, last week on the podcast.
Yeah.
About you scoring all the points.
It carried over, right?
Your tone of disgust.
Just so you know, Troy.
Troy, that.
Did it carry through?
It carried through.
Did it paint
like
appropriate picture?
I thought
picture?
You were going to vomit when you said that Steve or I were going to win the division. You couldn't believe it.
It makes me want to vomit still.
I see a little something forming in your mouth there.
If it means anything, you did only score the 4th highest amount of points in the league now because took it.
I walked away last week.
Yeah, sure you did. Yeah, you were going to walk away anyway because there was nothing there to pick up. So we have the Big TDs with 135.6.
Oh, let me just hold on.
You better pop that, baby.
Oh. Yeah. Come to the Lions Head Life. We got Wilson with 33.
Remember to roar responsibly, Mike. That's okay. What I did on the way home Saturday.
That's good. That's excellent. Thank goodness for carpooling. 33.8. Wilson, 260 with 2 touchdowns. Yeah. Who got those 2 touchdowns?
Tyler Lockett.
Lockett, baby.
God.
Piece of shit.
Fucking Metcalf looks like shit.
Harris, 22.4. 20 for 94. 3 catches. I need to get a touchdown in 1 yard. That dude, I don't think he's had a touchdown over 6 yards all year.
Didn't he have 2?
He did. He got 1 receiving for 3 yards.
He's still doing it, buddy, contrary to your beliefs.
This Schultz guy you picked up hasn't done that.
Sergeant Schultz.
Has not done a damn
thing.
Fucking
had 1 catch. catch.
Are you going to keep him?
No.
I didn't think so.
But I'm not giving him. I'm going to keep him on my roster.
Well, Esterly was thinking about picking up a tight end.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase.
Pick him up.
Jamar Chase had 26.3, 5 for 77 with 2 touchdowns. Man, your team is pretty stacked. Javonte Williams, 23.3, 15 for 75.
Screw you, Melvin Gordon. Screw you.
Oh, he's coming back.
Yeah, I know.
He's back. He's back,
Vince
baby.
Foggio, whatever the fuck that
Butker
guy's
got you 15.
Get him the hell out.
I went through the Bulldogs here. They had 1 person score more than 15 points. That's Tanny. Tanny Hill had 18.45.
It was a rough week. It was a really rough week.
And 1 touchdown.
Like I said, my heart wasn't in.
That's
I
your keeper?
Checked out. No, I'm
your
not keeping
your whole team just checked
I'm not
out.
I'm not keeping a damn one of these. I want everything from 2021 completely erased.
See, once you got a taste of the playoffs, Troy, I think you like the evil started growing in your heart. That
you mean
night.
From last year?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm a consistent playoff
team. Once you got into playoffs, man, everything turned. You're like you turn into the dark side. I like it.
Yeah, he got to that.
He could taste it.
Yeah, he tasted it.
I did
sweet
taste
victory.
It. It was really close.
Yeah. You know who might taste it?
Did they?
Yeah. You know who might taste it this year?
Oh, I doubt it.
The B team.
Well, I hope they do. I hope this damn thing's over so
cup,
I can sleep well. So I can sleep better at night.
I want
the torture over with. Let's get it all out of. Let's get everything off the plate. 2021.
Clean slate.
Okay,
clean
that's
slate.
A good idea.
Go for it, B team. Hope you win.
All right, there we go. Let's go to the.
I lose my eighth round pick.
MFL Imus versus P4.
Is that officially your name, the MFL Imus?
Yeah, it is. Oh, which
it's on the site,
Imus,
buddy.
What do you think about that?
No, it says MFL Imus.
You think that's kind of.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Motherfucking loser. That's
yeah. Whoa.
There we go. We got the motherfucking Whoa. Loser had 163, which would have beat your ass this
fucking
week.
Right. I love it. I love it.
That's right. Taysom Hill.
Mike really turned it on the last 2 weeks.
He did.
You know, congratulations.
Not the last two.
Better late
last
than
two
never.
Out of three.
Yeah.
I lost the one that I wanted to win.
You definitely won the
me.
One you wanted to win.
I was 3-3 in the division, though. What were you, Troy? What are you, 1-5?
1-5.
Ooh. Jesus. Ew.
I'm not a real fan of this division, this whole realignment.
Taysom Hill had 34.05. He threw for a whopping 175, but he did rush.
That cheap touchdown at the end, that was sweet.
Oh, that 44.
Yeah, when he was going to kneel.
Yeah, they're
going to
kneel. Because I should have slid and just, you know.
It's
not
like, keep going. I was watching. It's like, keep going.
I wanted the points.
Yep.
And we had Fournette, 28.2. 19 for 113 with a 47-yard touchdown. That guy's pretty good. I might keep him. I don't know. Lockett, 31.2. I'm not keeping him. 5 for 142, 55-yard touchdown. Did he only have one?
He only had one.
Oh. Adams had 30.1, 10 for 121 with two touchdowns. The Chiefs, two weeks in a row.
I love defenses. I love them. Love them.
Do you?
Fucking hate him. You should get rid of him out of flex. Let's get rid of them.
Kicker or defense?
Get rid of the goddamn defense. Chiefs had 27 points, 4 sacks, 4 fumble recoveries with a touchdown. And P4 had 133.95. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm surprised they scored. I'm really surprised they scored this much.
Yeah.
Well, Herbert.
Yeah, again, they got lightning in a bottle.
42.65. It's like the quarterbacks. Like, if you score a lot, you got a good chance.
I know somebody said this is a quarterback-driven league. I don't know.
Yeah,
275
with 3 touchdowns. Someone should have told me that before I fucking drafted 2 running backs.
Before you fucking took Ryan Tannehill.
Some guy, Gutton. Is it Gutton? Gutton?
Who?
The guy for the Chargers?
Guyton,
20.7.
Show me your papers.
3 for 87 with a 59-yard touchdown. 22 from the Packers. They had interception return for 55 yards. Yeah.
That scared me a little bit. I thought Steve was going to come back and maybe beat you. But
no.
And had they won, you would have been out.
That's it.
Yep. Before it would have been out.
Because of the conference.
Yeah, only time this year I was pulling for the fucking.
Motherfucking legend.
Motherfucking
loser. The only time this year, Jerry.
Only time.
Wow. And you hold a grudge.
I do.
Hold a grudge.
You love it, too.
Ever since he traded that fucking, he cost me a bye. Probably did he?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you cost me a bye.
So when you trade Sony Michel, that's fucking okay.
For Dylan with 2 backup
running
backs.
You're talking about earlier this year.
I'm still bitter because that cost me a bye. I would have beat Bing.
Cost you a bye.
I would have been 8-6.
No.
I would have been 8-6. Yes. And I caught, and freaking Borson would have been out of it. Because he would have been 7-7.
You know what?
I would have been 8-6. Cost me a bye.
If it was up to me, I'd do it all
again. Do it all over again.
Goddamn right.
Times.
If I got to listen to your fucking shit. All right. Let's get to bailing out and the DFW.
Go ahead.
Bailing out had 138.25. They can't even lose when they try. Fucking Brady, 49.75. 363, two touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. Kittle, 27.1. 13 for 151 and a touchdown. And then Gay had 15. He had three players over 15. Or 15 or over. DFW Metroplex, 79.75.
Next.
Murray, 383. No touchdowns. 24.25. And he had CEH with 10 for 37 and two touchdowns, 16.2.
What did that tight end he picked up get?
He got, I saw it. What did he get? He got 2 points? 20 yards or something?
That's good. Yeah, I was surprised. That's good.
Oh, that's egg now.
All right. You two fucking ass chaps.
Oh,
here
man.
We go. We got the last game is the B team and the Midnight Snipers. B team won 134.6 to the Midnight Snipers 106. Mahomes had 29.9. Welcome to Team Imus. 258 with two touchdowns.
Connor, man.
Connor, who hurt his leg
John
at the
Connor.
End of the year.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he might be out.
Yeah, he could be out.
That hurts them.
And they lost Hopkins. In
Hopkins,
game.
For the, they said too. He's, yeah. They said he's done for the regular
the
season.
Regular season.
Well, not the B team, but the Air
Who
Cardinals.
Has Hopkins? Somebody have Hopkins that's in the playoffs?
I don't think so.
I think he's on DFW, right?
No.
I think he's on Reaper, but I'm not positive.
Yeah.
Grim Reaper, as compared to
he's on
any other Reaper.
DFW's bench, maybe.
He might be on their bench, right? So Connor at 24.5.
Hold on. No, he's on the Reaper. You're right.
All right.
Oh,
13 for 31.
Keeper.
You know, I don't think they're going to play him, because even if he tweaked it, unless Edmonds, because...
Who? Connor?
I don't think they're going to play him. I mean, why would you when you...
Why take the chance, right?
I don't know. I mean, how much were they, one game ahead of Rams? That's it.
Yeah, well, so what about Packers?
No, they're behind
they
the Packers.
Packers are a top seed, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I think.
They are, yep.
So I think these guys just want to get healthy.
You dick around like Harbaugh did with that stupid fucking
Harbaugh so much.
And now they lost two in a row, man.
You hate Harbaugh.
And now Jackson's hurt. You know, if they would have won that game, they would have been up. You know,
I always thought Harbaugh was. You know what? You're starting to tell me something here.
Talk into the mic, Jerry.
He's a fucking idiot. He thinks
better.
He's better than
he
everybody.
He does. He does
here.
Have a chip on his shoulder.
Him and Peyton.
B team
no
also
reason.
Had Andrews.
Peyton, I.
Andrews had 20.5, 11 for 115 with a touchdown.
You know, I happen to think, Mike, that Andrews is his. I think that's is the B team's like pretty much MVP.
Bread and butter.
All year long has been their MVP.
Oh, Mahomes.
No,
well,
even
hasn't
Andrews
been
has been the one who's actually
shit.
Been more, much more of a clutch player for.
You're
the
not
team.
Even close, Connor.
Connor Andrews is solid.
What do you have? Fucking, he's got 14 touchdowns or some shit. You pick that jackass
nothing.
Up in, like, round 12 or fucking whenever he picked them? Cut me a break. Connor, it's Connor by a mile.
Connor. John Connor.
All right, well.
Go to the
get
chopper.
To the chopper, the John Connor.
I don't know.
The all Predator right. is
go
coming.
Ahead, Mike.
Midnight Snipers, 106. They had 38.7 from, I didn't write his name down.
Burrow.
From Burrow.
Burrow.
348. Passing yards with two touchdowns. They got 2.7 from Madison.
Well, see, that's a trade I thought you were going to.
What's that? Burrow.
Minix trade with Madison. I thought that was going to be the trade that you
were
still
talking about.
I thought you were talking about the
Bing
trade.
No, the Madison one. Because
yeah, the Madison one.
The one. Oh. That's,
Sony yeah. Michelle was involved in that one, too?
No.
That's the one you were talking
I traded
about.
He's okay trading backup running backs. To the mighty heroes and getting a starter back, but he's not okay with me trading a backup running back for a fucking starter. Nope. So you gotta understand where he's coming
now
from.
Now I get it. Now
you get
all
it.
Right.
You
yeah.
get where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Midnight yeah. Snipers, 18.7. Renfro, he had 18.7. 13 for 119.
Wes Welker Jr.
On the bench, he had Gordon for 29 points. That was Melvin.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's all he got for that.
Well, he also had 43 points on the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we already talked about that. Yeah.
Well, I'm Mixon let him down. Mixon.
You know what? They start fucking. They abuse
If Mixon has an average week, he may have even beat the B team.
Now we can have some fun when we go into the previews. However, what's my record? Did
well,
I go 5-1
Mike,
one again?
You did extremely well again.
5-1
This past month, this past week, you were 5-1 once again. You finished the
DFW.
Finished the regular season with 46-26 record. That's 20 games above 500.
Right.
Absolutely amazing.
That's right.
Amazing.
Baby.
I got one skill. I was 3-3, which put me at 38-34. I was only four games above.
That's pretty good.
500.
Yeah. Above 500
not
is
quite
good.
20.
Well, when I bet on, I you know. Picked the Bulldogs every week.
Yeah, that was your downfall.
It may have had something to do with it.
Anybody else pick any last week? Jerry didn't
No, it was just us two last week.
No. All right. That figures. All right.
I bowed out.
Well.
Yeah.
There's too much pressure.
Yep, too much pressure. Should we go on to
the
previews here?
Like we said, that brings us to the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Real quickly, out of the let's talk about the six teams in it. I mean, who are you leaning towards? I mean, let's throw something out there right now.
Jesus. I didn't look that far ahead. I only looked at these matchups this week. You know. Hey, bailing out's been lighting up all year. Bing's getting hot at the right time. You know, but I don't think
the Heroes and B team are kind of sliding backwards a little bit. Jerry's coming in strong.
It comes down to quarterback. Who's got a good quarterback?
Okay.
Bailing out's got Brady, right? B team has Mahomes. I'm going to put my money on one of those two winning.
Yes, boys, but when the cold weather comes along, those touchdown passes aren't going to be fucking coming.
We're talking this week. It's 68 degrees tomorrow in the Mid-Atlantic.
It's coming next week.
Yeah, those domes, they're going to shut those domes down and let them play outdoors.
What? Domes?
You're talking about weather. A third of the games are fucking.
Third?
Yeah, that's
how many
right.
fucking
that's
domes are in the NFL?
There's like fucking 20. So let's move on.
So at the moment.
Fucking bubble domes.
For next year's rules committee, we have two things. We have. Keeper has proposed for the keeper to try to.
Is that to pick up keepers after the 14th week of the season?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
It was to try to eliminate the trading of keepers and whatnot. And the number two proposal is to actually eliminate keeper completely from the IMUS.
Wow.
And I'm saying there's probably going to be a third from me to address our scoring. I mean, after I'm still on the fence. If someone else isn't going to do it,
I
may
IR
throw
spot.
It out there. And you're going to throw IR out there? That might
IR
not be a bad.
Spot.
Yeah, you might get some traction on that this year.
You know, it sucks if you got a player that gets hurt.
You know what sucks?
You described it well this year.
Sucks when you do a podcast and somebody's eating through the whole fucking thing.
You bastard. I hear you slurping that moose head over there, or lion's head.
Moose head. That's disrespectful to the lion's head.
You know,
our executive.
I wanted to clear something up too, Mike. You mentioned last week.
Are you going
to
apologize?
For what?
I don't know. That's why.
No, I have nothing to apologize for.
Not yet.
A couple weeks ago, you mentioned, if you or I won it, we would be the only team that would really understand what it is. But you're forgetting one team. There's one team that has 1 year past you that.
Oh, the B team.
The B team has not won for 23 years. You have a 22-year.
Yeah, he would understand too.
He would understand.
Yeah.
And you know what's even? What's
you
even,
know what though? He doesn't do this podcast, so maybe he wouldn't understand.
We'll get him on. He'd like to. But
well, sure. If he wins, then he'll
come.
Be
he
happy
won't come
to
Lancaster.
I think he's more interested in
dance.
The finances of the league, and than winning.
Well, the difference is, as well, which for him especially, is I've been to the championship game twice, and lost them both times. I think you've been there several times and lost.
At least three. I don't know.
He has never been back, not even to lose.
Wow.
That I'm aware of.
Oh, boy.
So,
you mean he's never been to a final?
Not since he won last in 97.
Holy shit.
Wow. I could be wrong, but I don't think he has been.
Wow. I'm sure he'll correct you if you are wrong.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
No wonder he's frustrated.
And then after you is bailing out is right now at 16 years. So, I mean.
And he's never won.
He's never won, and he's at 16 years. You know, so that's a.
But you're hoping one of those two gets to monkey off their back?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's some teams out there besides
what
you.
What about you,
I.
Jerry? You hoping that?
I don't think those streaks are going to be coming to an end. To be honest with you, so
I'm just saying there's more than just you and I out there that haven't been feeling it for
a long time. That's true. Thank you for correcting me on that.
Especially the B team, you know, I feel so.
As a person that won it 2 years ago, I feel for you guys.
I just want to
be a long, dusty, empty.
Well, I just
desolate
I'm at,
journey.
I'm looking at this little stat we have on the.
You have as many wins as me.
One.
That's correct. Why don't you just chill out?
I just want to let you know that it's been 29 years now since I've won. I have won this year, so it's 29.
29. 30. It's almost 30.
29 seasons have gone winless. You have now gone 24, or 23, Mike.
Okay. So. All right. Well, everybody in the world understands that.
I'm
going to
break out the violin soon and start playing a tune.
Let's move on to the goddamn previews or something.
Let's go to the.
It got depressing really quick.
Take it easy. Where do you want to start, Mike? There's only two to go over here.
Well, let's.
You want to start with the bailing out and the buy or what?
Oh, I don't want to start with the bye.
Let's talk about the bye week team.
Let's talk about B team and the Snipers. Let's save Jerry's comments here for later.
B team and Snipers.
Here we go. I'll run over here a little bit.
Right now, CBS has this 1 point.
They're both very close.
Snipers are favored by 1 point.
All right, so we have the B team with Mahomes at the Chargers on Thursday night.
Now you think everyone? Have they figured out Mahomes or
That's
what?
Monday night song. Sorry.
That is. Have they figured out Pat Mahomes?
Yeah. Every team except for the Raiders, who won't play the two safety shell.
They figured him out even in that other game. If it wasn't for turnovers, I think it would have been closer. But he just
over
no
under
touchdowns.
At 52 in this game, Mike.
Okay, so we have Mahomes at the Chargers, but the problem is if they do play the two safety deep, and the Chargers do suck against the run, so there could be a lot of running in this game.
It's also a dome too, Jerry. Just FYI.
Yeah, it is a dome. It's one of those dome
games. FYI, man.
A dome in FYI. In L.A.? When the hell did they build a dome in L.A.?
I don't know. When they moved away
from the other
St.
Dome.
Louis or
San Diego?
Yeah, it's good to build a dome in
San Diego.
California. The weather
them
there
too.
Blows.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
Then he's got possibly Connor, but
he's
I
out.
Don't think he's going to play at
out.
Detroit. Oh, that's a shame. What a miss on that one. That would have been good.
Oh, my God. His team is
Montgomery.
Like injured reserves.
Yeah.
So Swift. Ooh. Swift's out too, right?
Yep.
Swift's out. Ooh, McLaurin might be out.
Yep. Montgomery at home against Minnesota.
Peoples what do you think he's going to do COVID. For? What do you think he's going to do for running back? What's the guy from
he's
Chicago?
His backups.
Khalil well, he already has Montgomery. He already has Montgomery in there, so he's not going to play both Chicago running backs. Right?
Miles Gaskin, doesn't he have COVID?
He may have to make a move. He may be forced to make
Holy
a move
shit.
Here.
Holy shit.
OBJ has COVID.
Give me 100 on the Snipers.
Tell you what I would do. I'd put in Freiermuth. I'd find a spot for him. I'd take Donovan Peoples-Jones, who Baker has fucking COVID, or he's on the list, so he may not even play. So I don't know. This Donovan Peoples-Jones, I'd get the hell out of this.
So you're thinking
Swift and Williams are hurt for Detroit, aren't they? I know they both didn't
Williams
play last
had COVID
week.
Last
Williams
week.
Had COVID.
He might be back.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wowza.
You know what I thought was – sorry. I thought it was interesting because Beckham was doing an interview with the Monday Night Crew before the game on Monday night, talking to Steve Young, and literally a foot away from these guys, maskless, and the next day – he tests positive for COVID. So it makes you wonder, it's like, you know, did he get it from those guys? I mean,
who knows? Yeah.
Who knows what the hell these guys are
doing?
You
know, OBJ in the last 2 years for Cleveland had 3 touchdowns. And since he joined the Rams, he's got 3 touchdowns in 4 weeks.
When you have
weeks.
Baker Mayfield as your quarterback, that doesn't add to the
coaching, Jerry.
He does have his MVP, Andrews, home against Green Bay. Of course, he may not have Lamar.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Over-under on that game is pretty low, too.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
All of them are a lot
He doesn't
low.
Have the good matchups.
Nope.
Week.
Bass at home against Carolina, 49ers at home. That's a good. This is where the kickers and defense we still got to talk about because, you know, like you said, you hope to get 20.
Did you cover Debo? Because Debo's having a great year.
Debo?
He's a running back now.
He's in Atlanta.
You interrupted me. Yeah, we got Debo. Absolutely. That's a good one.
That's his best matchup, Atlanta.
Yeah. So that's his. Who knows?
Yeah,
the Snipers.
He's got to be a little worried.
We switched over to the Snipers. He has Burrow and Mixon at Denver. He got that Cincinnati.
That's tough.
Denver. That's tough. He's got Cook at Chicago. Is that Monday night?
Yeah.
This is going to come down to Monday night.
The weather,
he might play Madison. Who knows?
I might play them both.
Well, he has 3 running backs. You guys know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Patterson.
How the hell is he a wide receiver?
He's got Mike.
If it comes down to Patterson and bailing out, this is going to be one hell of a.
He's got Mike Williams in there. And he's got.
Williams is banged up, right?
I don't know if
I
he's.
I think I heard he. I think he just sucks. No, but he's banged up, too. I don't think he practiced. So.
I have here that.
Oh, he's got 4 running backs in the lineup.
Jesus.
6 out of the last 8 weeks. He's had under 6.1, Mike Williams.
Even when he was a top receiver last week, he still sucked ass.
What a waste of talent.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know why they have Renfrow on the bench. Renfrow.
Renfrow.
Him too. 5 of the last 6 weeks, he scored 10.6 or more. So why do you have him on the bench?
Claypool as well. I mean.
Well,
listen. Let's not give him any ideas.
He's got that really.
He's got that
big bench, you know, with that extra roster spot.
Oh, that's right. He's able to fucking roster an extra player.
Man, what a fucking.
It's good.
What a luxury. What a luxury when you don't start. You know, a starting running back that you took in the first round. That's a hell of a luxury.
I think that might have been in honor of you and that trade you made. He started Madison instead of
Cook.
He
said, you know what, since I fucked Jerry, and now he doesn't
fucking put Madison
now he doesn't get a
bye. Stick it in his ass.
Yeah.
That would make more sense than what really happened. I don't know.
Nobody's ever going to know what
he's
really
got
happened.
Coup,
yeah, you're probably right.
Coup at San Francisco.
Young man Coup.
Young man Coup.
Bills at home against Carolina.
That's a good defense.
I think I'd start Gesicki over Fant too. But I would as well.
No, I wouldn't. I'd stick with Fant.
No, I'd go with Gesicki.
Did he get hurt at the end of the game? I know he went out in the middle of the game. Fant. I think he might have came back.
They don't pass the ball. They're not very good.
How the hell does Teddy Bridgewater have a fucking job in the NFL? He has to be the worst goddamn quarterback I've ever seen in the past 10 years behind. A center.
Yeah.
Holy shit, is he bad.
That's a lot of bad
quarterback. He's horrible, dude.
Troy?
I was going to say, Mike.
Who are you picking?
No, I'm just going to point out, he's really only got one legitimate wide receiver slot on his team.
Well,
and he's got Mike Williams.
On his behalf, Debo Samuel was a wide receiver the first fucking 8 weeks of the year. And then they decided they're going to use him at fucking
running back, and they have four other good ones: Elijah Mitchell.
No, they're always hurt because asshole Shanahan or whatever the fuck his name is, he likes these dudes that are 180 fucking pounds and wants to fucking run them 30 times.
He likes to look like he's a fucking genius.
You know what? I'm going with the Midnight Snipers.
Oh my. I think there's
animosity. There's some bad blood in there.
No, I don't think you really care about
it. No, I'm calling it the way I see it.
24 years for the BT.
He's rolling the dice. If Mahomes scores 50 plus, he has a chance. But
he's thinking about the
outside of Mahomes and Samuel. I'm not really. And Andrews. I mean, there's nothing really that. I don't know.
Friermuth, he could put in there. I mean, he only count, what, three of the last 4 weeks touchdowns, so might as well sit him on the fucking bench.
Against that
brutal Tennessee fucking
Jerry, who
defense.
Do you like?
I'm looking at his bench. There's like possibly four or five guys that aren't going to be playing at all.
Yeah, he might have to do some waiver.
Peoples Jones might have COVID. McLaurin has a concussion. Samuels is going to play, but who the hell knows what he's going to do? Montgomery, Connor's hurt. Mahomes is. I got to go.
We went over all this.
I got to go with the snipers. I'm just doing a review in my head.
Thanks for the review out loud in your head. Generally, in your head means you're not fucking talking.
Well, all right,
talking.
Mike.
Go with the snipers.
He's going with
all right,
the snipers.
Jerry, I got you down for the snipers. Did we want to put any money on the playoff picking?
Whoa. You want to make it interesting?
Fucking spread.
Should we do a six-pack
really
of Lions
five,
head?
It's only five games, right?
Two games.
We could all pick the same team, so. But it's no, it's
the, it would be it would
games.
Be fine.
Well, I mean all five.
Oh,
all
for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think there?
And we could also pick
You won't hear from him after this week because he's probably going to lose.
Fucking losing.
We could pick. We also it would be seven total because there's two. Those two. Games.
Oh, those other ones to make
yeah.
money. Right.
Right.
Which is. The consolation ones.
There's two
difference.
Consolation games too.
Yeah.
We can pick
there?
Up. Yeah, if you lose this week, you play again next.
You'll
week.
Learn about it soon enough.
Yeah, okay. I'll learn about it next year.
All right. So I am. I'm gonna pick the B team.
Ooh.
I like the Mahomes. Mahomes, the Chargers is good enough to make up for the rest of his shit.
Okay.
Sorry, Tom Brady.
Well, I mean, hey, there's nothing. I mean, he got 10 wins out of it, right?
11. 11 and 3.
11 wins out of Mahomes and you know, just rolling the dice with him. So.
And Mike's man crush on Tom Brady is over. It's now Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, no. If Brady was playing this week, I'd pick him, pretty sure. But he's not. He's on a bye.
So hopefully, maybe we can get Hardy or Brian on next week to discuss it. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll need somebody because Jerry probably won't be here.
Jerry will be here.
I'll be here. I'll be fucking saying how great it was to beat the homos.
Oh. Whoa. Well,
let's go to the homos.
Let's go to the next game. The heroes.
Oh, is it the heroes?
The mighty
of all teams
heroes.
For you to be matched up against,
I know,
Jerry. I mean, you have to
like
be fired
my
up.
Rival.
You have to be fired
Fuck,
up for
I'm
this.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
He's ready.
Morgani's going to come out. The shell this week, I think, and I'm predicting.
All year, I've been saying.
That little turtle head's coming out of the shell already. I saw it this morning. He's firing across the bow to Tom today.
All year, I said Jerry had the best team in our division. All year. Finally.
You flip-flop so often with that. But go
ahead.
Flip-flop? Pull up the tape. What are you talking about? When did I say you wasn't going to win the division? God damn.
Several times.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, that's when I thought I had a chance, but I got the second.
So much for that.
All right, let's continue. The big TDs.
Heroes are favored
I
by two.
I love big TDs.
Yeah, heroes are favored by two. Surprisingly, it's only two. We have Wilson at
you
the Rams.
You won't be in, brother. I just didn't change it.
Hurts? You going to play Hurts?
You're going to put that bogus lineup in, first of all. You're going to play the bogus
I got
card.
It.
You can't be putting Hurts in.
I have.
I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah, he's playing.
It's a high ankle sprain, dude. You think he's a fucking passer? Okay. All right. He could put Hurts in home against Washington.
If he ain't going to play, they wouldn't put 26 points in under his name there for playing against.
This is CBS, dude.
Jerry, I think you're doing a bogus thing here.
I'm playing line games. I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So you're going to play one of those two ass clowns. And they're both going to suck. Then we have N'Keal Harry at home against Tennessee. That's a good matchup. You going to play Gibson at Philly, or are you going to play Javonte Williams at home, Cincinnati?
I'm playing both.
That's what he apparently. I don't think so. And you have Chase at Denver. You're going to play him.
Yeah.
You got Metcalf in the lineup,
yeah,
right?
That I don't know yet.
Yeesh.
The last five games.
You thinking Ridley maybe? Or?
The last five games.
Maybe.
He was under 6 points. Yeah, let's keep him in there, Jerry.
Put
Van
Jefferson's been
Jefferson
playing good,
probably
yeah.
Be in there.
He's been playing
the
well.
The last three games, he had 21.3, 10.1, and 18.8.
Yeah, if the Rams can field the team by that time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking at everything, aren't you, Jim?
I am. I look at all my angles.
God, this guy's, it's, I'm in awe sometimes of this guy.
Like, yeah. What the hell was that movie called with right, fucking...
So what you're gonna put in? You're gonna put in Pitts then too. Pitts, that's San Francisco. You're gonna take Schultzy out.
I don't know. I might do one of your routines and like. Keep
well,
him
if
in
you if you do
Prescott to the
if you do
Eagles
that, maybe you should put Gallup in.
I don't want to press my luck.
Yeah, let's press it with Schultz, who fucking sucks balls.
Schultz is my tight end, dude. Gallup's not a tight end.
What about Pitts?
Pitts is, come on, Jerry. Pitts is, you know.
You didn't pick him that high. What the hell? You do have Butker at
could
the Chargers.
Could be a potential keeper there, right?
Butker.
Ooh. Butker at the Chargers. That's in a dome. That's a, I like those kickers in a dome.
Yeah.
Broncos at home with Cincy, but I saw you picked up the Eagles at home against Washington.
Oh, I did.
Mm. So
I'm
what are you,
debating
are you
that.
Doing mind games there?
I am. I might pick up another defense before
Interesting.
This is over.
All right. Then we got the Mighty Heroes. Is there anything else with your team? You're
yeah.
Nah,
you don't want to give any more away, Jerry.
TBD. Oh. I can't delve into my strategy session too much.
I'm really surprised you stuck with these two quarterbacks.
Listen, Hurts was a fucking top five quarterback for
you
the first,
said,
what, 6 year or six
but
months?
After that
six
game,
games?
3 weeks ago, you said.
6 years, months,
six
games?
Games?
One
you
of those.
Guaranteed Hurts would be on the waiver market.
Yeah, then I looked at the waiver wire. It's like, oh, my God. I think I better retract that fucking statement.
The problem is, is that his leg hurts, and he's good when he runs. But
oh,
you know what?
Boy.
You said it earlier today. You said Washington had how many players on COVID? 16?
18.
Ooh. 18, and like three of them are the defensive line?
And they already lost Young on the
line. Oh, my. Look out, Hurts.
I think that's why they
have
26 points for a score.
Yeah, that could be. It should, might go up.
Yeah.
Let me have Prescott. How many points is he scheduled
25.
For? So they think Hurts is going to score more than Prescott at the Giants.
Yeah. Oh, there's some geniuses over there,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, CBS is really lighting it up, I tell you.
Well, I guess that's based on his past two or three games, man. He hasn't been doing shit.
Uh-huh. He's got Foreman for Tennessee at home against or at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's defense is a sieve. That's pretty bad if you got fucking Foreman.
We saw what Cook did to him.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between Cook and Foreman. But now, who's he going to start, Michelle or fucking Henderson
we'll
at home
see.
Against Seattle?
I would start them both.
I think I might start them both. Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad call. You got Diggs at home against Carolina. Not too shabby. Hill at the Chargers. You know what? There's going to be a lot decided in these two games here come Thursday night with that Chargers matchup.
There's some Saturday
games, got a
too.
Kicker.
You know that.
Yeah, there's Saturday,
Saturday games.
Games too. Gronk at home against New Orleans.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
Fucking Cleveland.
Gronk.
He's saying the Saturday games. Cleveland plays the Raiders. I said, you know, there might be a game Saturday.
There's going to be a game or there's going to be a forfeit.
You think there might be a forfeit?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Then they'll have to, at least you have time to put them out.
And
if
the
they
Raiders
were,
get
if they
a
were
win.
Monday night, you'd be fucked.
It's true.
And he's got Stevenson at Indianapolis. I myself.
One. What about Harris?
If I was there to help the Mighty Heroes, which I'm not,
that's tough.
I would definitely put in Cook. Cook's at Jacksonville instead. 16.2 the last week there. I don't know. I'd put him in. That's what they got week one against Jacksonville with Cooks. I would definitely put Cooks. Listen, Heroes, put in Cooks. And then we have Carlson at Cleveland, Colts at New England, or Tampa Bay at home against New Orleans against Hill. I'd do Tampa at home. Put in Tampa at home. Are you listening, Mighty Heroes? Hello? All
yes.
right, Jerry.
Listen to Mike because
to Mike.
His record is good.
I know what I'm talking about. I can pick these games. I can't help.
You can tell everybody else what to
do.
My,
yeah,
can't
I can't do my
you,
shit.
You can't get through. You can't get. You can't argue with yourself.
Listen no. to the guru. The guru.
That's right. The mother effing
motherfucking guru.
Jerry,
the MFG.
Do you want to recluse yourself from?
From
recluse. I don't think that's the right
recuse.
Word.
Recuse. Recuse yourself.
That sounds a little more.
We may have to
accurate.
Edit this one.
Note to self, edit.
Recluse.
Hour, 5 minutes.
Jerry, you want to recuse yourself from this? Or do you want to?
Yeah,
How about you take a pick last?
I'll
Mike,
pick last.
Why don't you go first?
Let's hear your theories on this game.
All right. Well, I am 20 games over 500.
Yeah, you are.
The guru.
And I am
the guru, which I don't mean shit.
Going to go with the big TD.
Oh, it's a kiss of fucking death.
It is. Well,
I didn't like his other matchups. So
the heroes have been up and down, up and
down.
I
want the Mighty Heroes to win, if that means anything.
Oh, my God. That's just like you just kicked me in the balls.
You're goddamn right I did.
No, the balls, you
fucking right.
But Jerry has left so much to be desired as far as what he's
actually
doing.
The old Kavorka.
If I knew Jerry's lineup, I mean, if he puts Van Jefferson in there.
That's the whole thing. If you don't put Van Jefferson, I'm taking the Heroes.
Yeah.
Van, the man.
I really think... I love Jerry's running backs much more so than his.
Yeah.
And Jerry actually does kind of offset the Hill and Diggs a little bit. If Chase could have a good game. You know what? I'm going Big TDs too.
Uh-oh. Holy shit. I'm in deep.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think our division is much better than people think they are. Like you said, Jerry, today, that you know we competed against each other. We competed really hard against. I mean, we have some seriously good teams.
Jesus. Oh, no.
If you say we and you mean Jerry, you are correct.
I mean, as a division, we are
the BBC will rock on.
That's it.
The gentleman's division, Mike. It's time we start acting
BBC,
like it.
BBC, buddy.
Is that what we're called, the gentlemen?
That's what I've given our name.
Wow. I've given it as the BBC.
Maybe I may have to change that.
Long Dong Silver. That's going to change my name.
That was my,
that's my team
we
name.
Should all have.
LDS. The LDS.
Mandingo. Put in for a change for a team name.
That's it.
Jerry, who you taking?
LDS. You got to...
You know what? Every time I take myself, I fucking lose. So I'm going to do reverse and go with the Heroes.
Perfect.
Boom.
Perfect.
There we go. Jerry's taking the Heroes.
Well, you know, that way if I lose, I can look forward to being one up maybe on you guys in the in the pool for that six-pack of Lions head.
Is that what we're going
to
play?
Fucking something to look forward to.
Yeah,
at the end of
actually...
The year. That's right.
I think we're going to play for that green green 12-pack that I can't seem to get anybody to drink.
What the hell?
I'm not sure which one. That's the India Pale Ale one, and that's a tough one. That's a tough sell.
I nailed two of these.
Special acquired
I nailed
taste.
Three of these Pilsner Deluxe. I'm ready to tackle the green.
Okay, well, we'll compete for that
Go
one.
For the green.
That was enjoyable. You know what was most enjoyable? The music in the beginning.
Really?
People are
really?
I miss that techno beat bop shit that you had going on there.
The non-royalty.
I thought I was riding in an elevator.
Yeah, where you did
it
in
Empire State Building.
That's when Minnick thought we were broadcasting to
200 people. I didn't know it was 13. I didn't realize that 13 people were going
to
turn us in. Somebody from the league is going to. Turn on us.
That is weird with that Germany thing. I wonder what the whole fucking story is with that. Somebody from Germany.
Somebody stumbled across it, man.
It's like,
from Hess. Whatever the
Hess,
hell Hess
Germany.
Is.
What is this BCFFL?
Short?
So, I guess, there we go. Week 14. It's been a great year, though. I mean, I must say, it seems like ending the regular season. It always seems to come by.
We only have three more times we get get together like this.
I know. Yeah,
only three more.
But don't you always end the season like whenever you're in the regular season and you don't have another week to play? And it's always kind of depressing.
That's what I said. You guys should have a loser. Didn't we have that once?
No.
We never brought that in.
We did. We had the fucking toilet bowl thing.
No. Oh, we had the slut.
The slut, yeah.
No, yeah, that's right. We did have the slut, but you made us take it out.
I know. That was Steve. Did that, didn't he? Because he wouldn't perform his slut duties, him and Vince.
He wasn't
going to
drink shit.
No, it was the moose call, blowing the moose call. Remember, I actually bought
that
moose call.
Blowing the moose is
I actually bought that thing on Amazon.
Decided, That's where we draw the line. Blowing a moose.
Lion's head. Yeah, that's I bought that. I wonder where that is. It was a birch. It was a birch tree designed.
You find Jess. She'll be blowing that moose call.
Who?
I know it sucks that when you guys are fucking out of it. What'd you say?
I don't know either.
Jess? What?
I don't know.
You find Jess. She'll be
blowing. Oh, Jess. He's talking about your acquaintance blowing the moose horn. Jesus Christ. All right, you better. That's
BBC.
Oh, my God. Wow. Troy is dumbfounded.
Wow. Yeah.
You better edit this shit.
I found it on Amazon. It was a birch tree design.
A birch tree?
It was kind of an you know.
Where is it?
I don't think I have it anymore.
You chucked it.
Let me just say.
Somebody might have thrown it away.
You should. You should
saw it. You left it after the draft, and like, what the hell is this thing?
It would have been very unique. It was, and then I, you know,
please eat before drinking. Lions.
Cooch wouldn't blow it.
Nope.
And
he's not a blower.
Yeah, everybody.
That was it.
We're losing it, man.
That's not
but
good.
But where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
When you're done, you know,
it's
when
depressing.
You're done. Well, I did it in my league.
That's why they have daily fantasy.
I have the loser bracket. It's like everybody just plays each other, but they don't pick up any players. They just play with who they have, and then the winner.
Yeah, but you know what happened with that? You know what happened? You actually had money involved.
You win money.
But you know what it was, though?
You win your fee back,
$100. You remember what happened with that? I said I threw the last game to get into the loser bracket because I could have won money there. I knew I couldn't win the real playoffs. But I could beat the six worst teams.
How the hell do you know you couldn't beat anybody?
Well,
that's
what happens.
Well, now we get six places. You get $50 for six, right?
You do.
So now you got money no matter what, Jerry. You're lucky.
No, and if you're in the bottom six, you don't get dick.
No, you don't. You get the.
You know what you'd get?
You get the privilege of being in the BC.
You get the chance to draft Patrick Mahomes.
You get the privilege of playing against people like yourself.
Right.
And listening to getting berated on the message board. I mean, imagine being Scott these days. Scott, I hope you come back. I really want to, I feel for Scott the most. Going
just had a bad
winless.
Draft.
I hope he comes back, and I hope he actually,
His
competes.
Draft wasn't bad.
His draft wasn't bad.
It was the management
the
of
management
the draft.
The management of it. And, it wasn't as, so...
It was more on Scott than the draft.
I don't anticipate we're going to lose any owners, but it just seems like yesterday, the draft, we had our 31st celebration. Here we are. Here we are, and it's the start of the playoffs, and we will soon crown the champion.
Guess what?
What?
A 7-7 team won the division in the playoffs. So
with
a
three seed.
With
a three seed. With
the three seeds.
And it could have easily been a 6-8 team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I think we've had a 7-7 team, actually. We've had a wild card team win before.
Sure.
So
it's just not going to happen with Russell Wilson or fucking Hurts. Yeah. But anyway.
So I guess we will.
We shall see.
What do we think of our next week? Maybe we should.
I can't do it Thursday. Jerry can't do it Wednesday. So
I can do it Wednesday.
I thought it was every other Wednesday.
The holiday week, schedule's good.
Okay.
I'm going to do it Wednesday.
So maybe Wednesday.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's a holiday week.
It's a holiday week.
Yeah, okay. That affects the work schedule.
Not the work schedule, the personal schedule.
Okay, that's good.
So,
why don't you fucking suck him some more ice? Dude, you know how much shit? We can't even hear what the fuck you're saying because you constantly got shit in your mouth. God. All right.
Is that arousing you, buddy? You like when I have stuff in my mouth?
Some people have fetishes against people going.
Are you one of them?
No, but it's annoying.
Well, now that I know that, I'll do it more often.
Great. Come on,
heroes. It'd be nice to get heroes or
It'd be nice to have the heroes.
Maybe we should try to get the loser on, the two losers to get on the podcast. Well,
that's us.
No, I mean the...
You guys are always going.
No, besides us, I mean the...
the other two
the teams
losers.
That lost this week. It'd be nice to maybe
you
get
know what
them
I
on.
Did when I asked you? Did you learn anything from this draft because of where we finished?
Yes, I did. I'm glad you asked me that, Mike, because I tried a 1992 approach to a 2000.
A 1992 approach? What the? Holy shit.
Of what? Taking running backs?
What approach was that?
I tried
Which you did. You had like
I tried the 1992 scoring. Approach to 2021 problem or issue, and it didn't work out well. So I don't think I'll be doing that again. You know, Eckler happened to be there at you know number 14. I couldn't pass him down. I could not. But
sure.
it actually hurt me in the long run.
Is that your bitterness towards usually you would usually take Aaron Rodgers a lot in the first round.
My
didn't you
biggest
take Rodgers a couple
no,
times
yeah.
in the first round?
To learn it, I waited one more round than I should have for a quarterback. Had I got upper quarterback, I probably would have done a lot more damage. If I would have took quarterback third or fourth round instead of waiting until the fifth, I would have.
A lot of it is you got to pick the right fucking people. I took Kelce in the second. And he's supposed to give you an advantage. And he didn't give me a fucking advantage. Oh. I took Adams in the first. He's supposed to be the best, whatever. And in the first six fucking weeks, he had first 8 weeks, he had two fucking touchdowns. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of thinking maybe I need to, after Mahomes, grab a good running back.
I don't know. I can't believe Eckler fell to the second round yet this year.
There is no strategy. Fucking strategy. It's just luck. Doesn't matter who the fuck you pick.
Are you going to pick as many rookies next year, Jerry? Do you think you're going to still ride with Pitts? But you had Javonte Williams, but he only worked out 1 week. You have Chase, who worked out great in the beginning, and then he didn't do anything for 7 weeks.
Here's something you guys should think about.
I'm just asking.
I'm just confused what that has to do with me saying it's all luck.
Well, I'm just that you in the beginning, you took a lot at the draft. You took a lot of rookies.
Yeah.
You kept saying, "I got a very young team." Are you going to continue? Do you think could continue that, or do you think you might take more?
I got a top 10 running back. I got a top 10 wide receiver, and I'm fucking happy. And I should have had another top 10 running back, but fucking Melvin Gordon keeps popping up. So, yeah, I might do the same thing.
Okay, that's good.
You know, it's interesting, if you guys get a moment, go back and listen to the post-draft
I don't have
podcast.
Time. I don't have an extra minute, Troy.
Okay.
I'm very busy.
It's a holiday season.
Tune in when you're delivering tilapia. Tune it in or something.
That's true. I could listen to that. Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we will tune in next week, week 15.
Another Lion's Head.
Well, we'll get to that. All right. I want to thank the Lion's Head for sponsoring week 14 and all
Indian
of our
pale
year.
Ale out.
Yeah, we'll get that green stuff out.
Yeah,
I'm ready
to plow through.
I'll get the bucket.
Mike Minnick, owner of the MFL Imus 1998 champion. Final words.
Well, I'm looking forward to the next three times that we meet. It's very enjoyable when I get out of the house. I'm looking forward to having the second pick next year and hopefully not fucking it up.
Okay. Jerry.
I hope
Jerry Budwash.
I picked
owner
Jerry
of the
to
big
win,
titties.
But I hope he loses. It's just
and 2019 champion. 2019 champion. Jerry, do you have any final words for the season?
Not deep down. It's out front.
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for congratulating me so much and winning the division, the BBC division.
Go get him, Jerry.
Mandingo.
Make our BFC proud.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to, you know, move. I think he's going to get to the championship game.
I'm coming for you, Carter Morgani. Stay in the basement with the ball gags on.
As he slurps down some more ice.
All right.
All right. Take us home.
All right. Well, my name is Troy Keener. I'm the commissioner of the BCFL. I want to thank Lionshead once again. I want to wish
Party Productions, beautiful tree.
Sioux Party Productions studio in Lancaster. I want to wish everybody a good week and a fair and no gates possible weekend. And may the best teams win. And we will
bring us home, Bert.
We will see you again next week.
Tim, stop picking up players, damn it.
You missed it. It's back. What?
It's the only thing.
Beat Jerry's ass.
That there's just too little of.
Suck it home.
The world's need now is love. No, not just for some.